Just going to wait. Thank you. Welcome to the Sunday night. There is a solution. Newcomer and returning members meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Visit our website, oaontario.org, where you'll find this audio recording, additional podcasts, and a place to donate to keep this special service active. The opinions expressed are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. Our speaker today is a compulsive overeater and a member who has at least 6 months of abstinence, has recovered through the directions of the Big Book, and maintains recovery on a daily basis. After the share, there will be time to make a comment or ask a question about the OA program or what the speaker has shared. Welcome, Sydney B. from Pennsylvania, a compulsive overeater.
Hello. Sydney B, compulsive overeater and sugar addict. It is so good to be here. I'm so excited that Jessica asked me to share. And I was thinking about, because I'm, you know, perfectionism, I was trying to get bullet points and get everything ready for tonight. And as I was just kind of sitting with me in HP, I realized the inspirational thought came of like, I get to share my journey and my story with higher power. And I call my higher power God. So if you hear that, that's why. And what an honor that is. Like, I get to share just a little piece of there's so much that, and I get to share that tonight. So I'm thrilled and honored and happy to be here. Happy to be of service. Like I said, when I was sitting down to think about like, what do I talk about? There's so much, and so little time, which is a really good problem to have. I will start with, I joined program in February 20th, 2022. That is when I joined, that's my abstinent date. And life has not been the same since. I'd never heard of a 12-step program before, but I knew something was really off and I needed help with food specifically. And I had a relationship with a higher power coming in, but food did not, like, I was in control of food, you know, control of the food. Everything else I would hand over. And that obviously, I really didn't have control of anything, but that's a different story. So I I was in a career change and I wasn't getting my way. And the only tool I had in my tool belt was to go to the food. So I would go back to the food and I would go back to the food and I wasn't getting my way. And there was one night, I clear as day, I will never forget. I went back to the cabinet 16 times. Like, there was a point where I didn't even want to go back to the cabinet, but I honestly didn't know what else to do. And I remember having the thought, like, Sydney, if this was cocaine, you'd be entering rehab. Like, you need rehab for food. And I started to Google. And also, it just happened to be one of my best friends was already in program. She just celebrated her 23rd year of being in OA. So I started to ask her questions and I started to get a little more curious. I always labeled her as like the healthy nut, weird with food. And then I was like, oh, maybe she's on to something. So I started to ask her questions. And then she sent me a newcomer link on a Saturday morning. And I was appalled. I was like, this is not what I will be doing on Saturday morning. Well, there was a very strong sense in me that you need to get on that meeting. And when I logged on, there was this shiny woman in this Zoom box. And I was like, whatever that is, I want that. Like, whatever she has, I will take. So that is my sponsor to this day. And I didn't realize it at the time as we were going through the steps, but what she was doing was placing my hand in God's hand, in the spirit of the universe's hand. And I will forever be grateful to her. I had no idea what I was doing. She told me to do stuff. I did it. I didn't even ask. I didn't question it. Didn't always like doing it. It felt like a part-time job in the beginning, but I'm like, Sydney, what else do you have to do? Like, what else are you going to do? You don't really have any other option. And I worked the steps like my hair was on fire because I knew you have to give this your all because nothing else has worked. And this the insanity of it, I couldn't live with anymore. I could not do it anymore. So what I didn't know is that I was basically entering a spiritual program, right? It's a spiritual program with 12 steps. And that is so what I needed. I had no idea. I had no idea that I had no idea how to surrender. I mean, that ultimately was my problem. I had no idea that I was not director, and that thinking I'm director is basically why I had a lot of the issues in my life. So, like I said, we started working on the steps, and I think the really cool thing is the first time around, I did what I was supposed to do. I did the homework, I did the questions, and I could see, I called them golden nuggets. Like I could see golden nuggets throughout. And then all of a sudden, program got deeper. Program and life kind of just became one. And then I feel like I really was aware of the steps, if that makes sense. And I think it's really cool how you can read the big book so many times, and every single time something new, something different comes out. I again, because I'm not relying on my own power, there's an infinite power that makes sense that every time I read it, it's different. Anyways, okay, so I worked the steps, and then I started to sponsor. I still sponsor to this day. But like, how did I get here? What happened? You follow these 12 steps, and then it kind of boggles my mind. So I'm gonna pull up. I did write a couple notes just in case I got too excited and lost my train of thought. Oh, that's so. Something I also wanted to say is simply being on here sharing is a gift of the program. So I am really what working the program and having the spiritual awakenings have done is that I can show up as my authentic self, whereas before I tried to hide behind the food or hide behind the fear or just kind of be in the background. Don't notice me. Don't really talk to me. I'm here, but like, I'm not. And I don't have to live like that anymore. I can show up as who God wants me to be, because the world is not on my shoulders. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to know all the answers. I can actually say, I don't know. And it's very freeing. So a huge, every time I share, I always like to acknowledge like this act right here is me trusting that conscious contact, because I don't know what I'm gonna say, right? Like I have a little bit of a couple sentences to keep me on track, but it's not about me, right? It's about this relationship and how that relationship has changed everything. And I always share, it was around step three where I really started to rethink this higher power. I realized I was using the higher power of my childhood, and I wasn't using the higher power of adulthood. And I actually remembered like sitting down and writing out what characteristics do I want in God? Like, I never asked that before. I was like, I can ask that. I can ask. So I started to write down. I started to write things like, how do I want to be met when I make a mistake? On the bad days, how do I want to be met? On the good days, how do I want to be met? And it's so cool because slowly throughout the next couple of weeks, I started to see these characteristics, and I still do to this day. And I think I only see them now is because I asked, and I became willing and aware. And that kind of changed, that I think changed the trajectory of my program, because what caught my attention was in the third step, it says, turn my will, my life over to the care of God, as I understood him. So I was starting a relationship with a higher power of my understanding, that Nobody else had to approve or understand or acknowledge it. It's a personal thing. And that was something that really stuck with me in program is, and still to this day, is that it's a personal relationship. A big character defect of mine is fear. And what is really neat is anytime I feel fear now, I know, you're trying to do it on your own and alone. And I no longer have to be alone. I keep going back to, I've said it like six times today, is just in different conversations, is ha hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. But that is probably one of my favorite lines out of the big book, because that means I'm seen, I'm known, I have support, I have help when it gets really tough, and that I don't have to figure it all out. All that drove me to the food, like every single time. And it's not to say, look, I've been abstinent for however long, and the food still calls. Like there, I just had a moment, I kid you not, this morning, where I woke up and there was a specific food that I saw and I could taste. And I was like, I haven't had that in years. Where did that come from? But I think it humbles me a little bit, because my next thought was, yep, still a compulsive overeater. You're exactly where you need to be. Like that's not changing anytime soon. And I think we can have these seasons of food neutrality, but I think on this side of eternity, we'll kind of always have that. Disease is always going to poke its little head out, just in case, I wasn't paying attention. Anywho, I feel like I'm off the railroad tracks, but maybe that's okay. I could pause. I could pause here. So I'm going to do that and just check in and invite, or actually not even invite, create space for HP to just kind of, what words do you want me to say? Yeah, and I think a big thing is slowing down. As a true addict, I love speed. I call it my revving engine in the background. Never noticed it before until program. But I have this revving engine that likes to go, 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 because when I do that and I get stuff done, I get a high from it. So pausing and staying in sync with God has made all the difference. I can actually connect with people and be present with people because I'm not in such a rush to get to the next moment or to get to the next task. And this is all stuff that through the steps, I don't know how it works, but through working the steps, I started to learn a lot about myself. I started to see, oh, Sydney, when you're angry, this is how you react. Oh, Sydney, when you're dysregulated, this is what you start to crave. And instead of having to go to the food for everything, I started to learn, oh, I have a resource. I can go to God with it. I'm in a job. I just started April of this year, not just started, but April of this year, I start a new job, and it is very emotionally demanding. There is no way. There's no way I'd be doing this job without the things I've learned in program, without my tools, and without my relationship with God. And I think that is such a miracle of this program, because I am doing things I could not do on my own power. Every day I wake up and I go, okay, can't do this. You got to show up or I'm screwed. And to live life like that is extraordinary, instead of living it, waking up and going, okay, when am I going to get dessert? When am I going to get the next, binge food? When am I going to get the next whatever thing? How much can I sneak in? That was no way of living, but and I didn't know any better. That's all I knew. I'm going back to notes here to see. Yeah, spiritual program with 12 steps. Some new habits, behaviors, and disciplines that I must take now for that daily reprieve. Definitely starting and ending the day with God and checking in throughout the day. That conscious contact, like I said, is beyond important because I don't know anything. I like to think I know things. I like to think I know what I'm doing, but I don't. And I need that conscious contact to continually guide me on what the next right thing is. I love the part, I love so many parts of the big book, but the one part, it says you will, and I'm paraphrasing, but it says about you will, you know, baffling situations, you will start to know how to handle. And I've experienced that. There's been so many different situations where I just get the intuitive thought. And why? Because I'm leaning on the creator instead of these character defects. And I just thought of this, a really cool realization I had the other week is I was in a lot of character defects and they kept coming up, and it's not always comfortable when that happens. And I just kept getting frustrated. I'm like, what is going on? And it came to me. It was like, Sydney, you're using these defects as armor. You no longer have to do, you no longer have to use this armor. You can use me as armor. And it was a really cool epiphany or spiritual awakening of me trying to use my own strength, trying to be protector from others. It obviously didn't go well because I was in character defects, and seeing, ah, I can use different armor now that's way more effective, that's personalized to me. And that is so much more powerful. And that's something I'm trying to practice every day, is noticing the character defect physiologically. Like I'll feel it start, that revving engine a lot of the times will start, and connecting with it and realizing, okay, what am I trying to control here? What am I fearing? And giving it right over to God immediately. And I just want to say it's a process, right? I think a lot of the Well, I'm not going to generalize, but I know even coming in with a relationship with God, I did not know him. And I think I've talked to a lot of fellows, and I think sometimes there can be a hang up on the higher power, right? And I always remind myself, because I even sometimes get hung up on it, is Sydney, what would you do in a relationship? Like, if there's a human being in front of you, what would you do? And I always come back to you get to know the person, right? You ask questions, you spend time with them to understand them and their internal world. And I don't think it's any different with God. You know, this has been a journey, and it always will be, of me understanding his character and what he's like. And really building that trust. And that is what this program has done, is has built and continues to build my trust with him. And like I said, I'm doing things and going places I would have been way too freaked out to do. I would have talked myself out of it. I would have been like, nope, that's too much. I'm not doing it. And I'm not. I'm going, okay, I trust you. I can't control this, but I trust you that you can, and you have my best interest at heart. So it I stopped fighting. I ceased fighting everything and everyone, and that includes God. I stopped fighting God. And man, it frees up my time when I'm not controlling or fighting. I mean, it's really amazing how much more useful and how much energy I have, because that revving engine just constantly is not going on in the background of trying to control. Never would have described myself as having a control issue before program. Never would have described myself as that. And now that is like the core thing that I can pinpoint when I become agitated or discontent and irritable. So I think, again, I don't know how it works, but going through the big book and working the steps, I've discovered so much about my wiring. And having that understanding, I can then surrender it over to a power higher than me, and I can show up differently. And the cool thing is, I don't have to understand how it works. I don't really want to understand how it works. I just know that it does. And it's been like I said, a transformational journey, and it's just 2.5 years. I mean, the amount of life God has stuffed in 2.5 years. I'm still a baby. Like I'm technically a 2.5 year old, you know? And there is just so much packed in every 24 hours. And it's really not my doing. I am simply showing up. I'm being honest. I'm calling myself out when I need to. I'm making the calls. I'm going on my meetings and sponsoring, and he's doing the rest. And it's been amazing to actually sp experience serenity and peace, because the world, again, the world isn't on my shoulders. Like, I don't have the answer, but I know somebody who does. And if I don't have the answer now, more to be revealed. You know, it reminds me of step 11 about on awakening, about we, you know, ask for inspiration and then we wait for it. We don't freak out. We don't run around like a chicken with their head cut off. That's what I used to do. We just simply wait and trust. And that has truly made all the difference. So my program now is all about trust and faith. And I think the deeper I get, the less I know. And that's okay. And I think I like that because it's, you know, every day is an adventure. And I get to wake up now and see what adventure God has for me and with me. And I get to do life with him, and I get to do life with you guys, and be in this fellowship and meet people all across the world that I would have never connected with had it not been for this program. So it has been, man, a half hour does not do enough of all the experiences. And I think that's a good thing. That's, like I said, that's a really good problem to have. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. It does take work. It absolutely does take work, but it's worth it. My favorite quote, and I'll end on this, is oh, don't let me forget it. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. And that kind of sums up program. There's nothing easy about putting down that food. There is nothing easy about turning my will and my life over. But I know, and I've experienced the reward, the freedom, the joy from it, and that's what keeps me going. So that feels like a really good place to stop. So I will pass there.